Why don't you guys go ahead? I'll let you roll a 1d6, and you divide by 2, and that'll be your heal.
Oh, hell yeah!
Well,
3 points of healing.
I guess that's, do you round up if it's a 1?
Yes. Okay. All right, so the next day comes around as the morning sun rises and the proverbial cock crows.
Mm.
You guys, I'm assuming, wake up?
Yeah.
Did you just say that to someone's ear?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, baby. Wake up.
So the women, I would guess you either went back to Sydney's place or you shared the room in the safe house.
Probably went back to Sydney's. Safer that way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of you keep rooms here in New York. I don't know why you would.
No, staying in the safe room.
So, yeah, you guys stay in the safe room.
Yeah, I'm doing the whole, like, on the couch, watch the door, wake up every...
Mm-hmm. And then you two share the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the same bed.
Well, me and Duke? Yeah.
No. You and Michael.
No.
No,
I can't couch.
I laid at the foot of the bed, curled up. Yeah.
Like a little puppy?
Like a cat?
Mostly,
like,
only because it's funny.
No, I want to role play that night out. I walk in.
No.
I walk in. I see him. Nope. I just curled up on the floor of the bed. Like no.
Well, that means I get the room to myself. So that's why the thing.
All right. So we coffee up.
All
reconvene,
right.
I guess.
Yeah, you guys meet up and.
Is it zoo time?
I think it is.
Hey, Michael, do something useful and help me change my bandages.
Oh, right, yeah. You probably smell like a Waffle House sink.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, go ahead. Think about that one for a little bit.
All right, so you guys...
Listener, we're sorry if you heard that and swerve off the road right now. We are not liable for what your decisions are.
Oh, you guys meet up, and you head over to the Central Park Zoo.
Okay.
All right. The zoo, I don't know if in real life it costs money to get in 1927, but it doesn't now.
Excellent.
Probably cost a nickel or something.
Nah. So, as you guys come into the zoo, the stink of animal feces and unwashed masses permeates the air. Mm-hmm. Animals stalk and pace in cages and recessed enclosures. Mm-hmm. Couples and families wander from pen to pen, ogling the animals and chattering excitedly. Children ooh and ah at the lions and bears, while elderly men and women sit on benches and throw bread to pigeons. So you know you're looking for a man, most likely Sicilian, which would mean swarthy skin, maybe middling height, dark hair.
Okay.
Would this be a spot-hidden situation?
That would be a good application for that, sure.
All right. I'm going to look specifically for someone who isn't like, ooh, look, animals!
Okay.
You know, like, they've been here before.
Looking at someone who's maybe not as interested.
Or not as excited.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Anyone else want to roll for anything?
Yes.
Pretty much the same thing, I guess.
Same thing.
Just keeping your eyes peeled.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, like, since you said the kids are ooh and aahing, and the old folks tend to be sitting around feeding pigeons or whatever, I'm going to look for a particularly older person who actually is engaged with the animals, but not ooh and aahing, just seeming to kind of like how folks look at an aquarium almost. But, like, he's not marveling at the exoticism so much as just letting his mind drift off. I'm going to look for somebody who's kind of caught up in the reverence of the area rather than actually learning about animals.
Okay. So you guys are kind of pacing around the zoo and kind of looking at people, just noticing that, like you guys expected, some people are very excited to see the monkeys and the lions and the bears. Some people look bored, just couples walking, enjoying themselves. And as you pass the... we'll call it reptile house, right? You see a man come out with dark hair, deep-set eyes, and wearing a brown suit with one of those cabbie hats. He's sipping on what looks to be a soda pop, and he's got some cotton candy, looking all the world for a tourist. You notice this gentleman is not looking at the animals. His eyes rove over the women and the children like a predator watching prey.
Creepy.
And as you watch this guy, just get a weird vibe, and it's all in his eyes. As you're staring at him, and you are staring, he seems to draw your attention. It's like one moment his eyes are full of excitement and vibrancy, and the next, just with a little shift, it's almost unconscious. They become lifeless, dull, and flat.
Boy.
And for those of you who got a hard, you also realize as he lifts his cup to take a drink, on the left hand, he's missing his ring finger.
Mm. Is he on the move, or is he just coming out of the place?
He just stopped outside the reptile house next to a little trash can. And he's sucking up the last of his soda water.
Mm. Anybody else clocking that, dude?
Yeah, he's missing a ring finger.
Oh. Duke, roll an intelligence check with advantage. You too, Gio. Oh.
14.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to be my regular.
All right, so you know that is a sign that he is a highly placed killer.
Oh. Hmm. We need to keep a real eye on him.
He's a very dangerous fellow.
Yeah, we might need to give him a wider berth, actually.
And upon Duke saying that, you have a vague recollection. Yeah, that means something really important, and it's very... You know it's a bad sign.
Yeah.
And he's definitely affiliated with some sort of organized crime.
Right.
Not necessarily here.
Gotcha.
But I mean, anybody with that level rolling by themselves in a place like this is probably either like got people around watching him or is just so connected that he's not afraid of consequences like that. That's somebody we need to give some distance.
And it's absolutely an old world sign.
Mm. Oh yeah, this guy's like, he's up there. He's up there, up there. This is like, they're going to be making movies about this sort of dude.
What's later. A movie?
Moving pictures.
Is that a thing yet?
Hmm.
No.
Sure.
Yes.
They had cinema.
They were silent films.
Mm, gotcha. Well, since he said he might have people looking around, can I quickly do a spot hidden to see if maybe someone catches my eye?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 84. Damn it.
Yeah, you don't notice anything. You see quite a few people.
Cool.
He's scanning the crowd, right? Is he waiting for someone?
He's not really scanning the crowd. He's
just kind of has that expression that's naturally predatory.
Yep.
Okay, so this guy's just terrifying. Got it.
Yeah, he walks across to where the chimpanzees are playing around and doing their chimpanzee thing.
Flinging poo at people?
Probably.
So the normally raucous animals. Jumping around playing, the monkeys are all exciting. As this man approaches, go quiet and back away to the far side of the enclosure.
Okay.
I hate that.
That's, yeah, that's
as
ominous.
A matter of fact, roll on, just you roll a power.
Power? It's going to be an interesting one. Ooh, yes. That is under my hard.
Okay. You feel as he walks by the temperature, not physically, but just something like it. The best you can relate it is it feels colder. As a matter of fact, it feels just like life drains
near this man. I don't like
that. Like the fatigue that sort of makes you cold?
No, more like
a noticeable absence.
So,
oh my God! Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Do you know? You know, if you're working, if you go outside and it's raining and it's cold, right?
Yeah.
And it just kind of settles in your bones.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't notice it until you go into a warm place and you're like, you're radiating cold and you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That's that the feeling kind of you get.
Okay, well.
When you get in bed at night and your feet are freezing, you don't really realize it until you get in bed and put them under the nice warm covers and then on your husband. And then cold just transfers straight into you.
Yeah.
When we have husbands, like, we'll understand.
Yeah.
Shoves their
right,
feet
my bad.
Onto you, and you're like, get freezing.
Especially when it's like on your bum. Nice toasty buns.
So he's standing over, leaning on the rail, looking into the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
and they have like full on back to the side of the enclosure.
Why does that guy have anti chimp abilities?
Because he's dangerous.
He's got a rather threatening way about him.
Is his aura misaligned? Like, he's just got a dark aura?
Okay, aura. So what's the plan? Are we talking to this guy, or we just gonna observe? Chakra. Is any of us going to try to interrogate this dude, or should we just keep our distance?
I think if I try to, I may faint. And, I don't like him.
I can try talking to him.
No.
No.
Go for it, Michael.
Oh, God.
At least one person encouraged me in this group. Let's go.
All right, I guess he's going for it.
I have my gun ready for the inevitable south.
I got this. I've got the smoothest way to talk to him.
I'm not saying I didn't, but the fact that you brought a gun to the zoo disappoints me, Morgan.
How?
Why?
Because that's something I would expect from me. We should live on a higher level. But thank you for doing it. Thank you for bringing it.
I guess I totally casually approach this guy, you know?
I can just imagine you trying to walk but making the weirdest steps ever.
So he's just staring at the monkeys as you walk up next to him.
Love the zoo. It's pretty cool. Do you know that we actually evolved from primates? It's pretty cool, actually. It's very fascinating.
He doesn't take his eyes off the monkeys. Miss Woozy. Oh. Do I know you?
No. But now you do, because I'm Michael Azeroth. Good sir.
He looks at your hand, not dismissively, but he doesn't reach to touch you.
Okay. You know, honestly, that was really uncomfortable for me.
I like...
He's like patting the railing, like, awkwardly.
I like the animals.
You do? Nice. I mean, yeah, they are pretty fascinating, especially because, you know, what I said earlier, you know, we've kind of evolved, so we're kind of cousins to them. Well, not exactly, obviously, directly, but in some way, shape, or form.
But you think I am monkey?
No. That came out wrong.
I'm gonna go bail him out. Michael, there you are. Let's go get some. Oh, hello, sir. I see you have cotton candy. Would you be able to point me and my friend here in the direction of the cotton candy's cart?
What?
Yes. First, you go back through the reptile house, and it's on the other side near the entrance.
Thank you very much. Big old hand on Azarov's shoulder. Let's move before he kills us both.
I hope you and your friends enjoy the zoo.
You too. Zoo too, get it?
Takes a sip of his drink.
Friends, huh?
Okay, we're leaving.
Shit.
Turns and walks in the other direction.
Guy,
he said friends.
Nice meeting you, man, guy, person.
Shut up.
I think that went well.
It could have gone
better.
Could have is the key word.
Way.
It can always be.
Standing around that dude shaved off years of my existence.
Way smoother.
It could have gone way worse.
But it could have gone way worse, yes. It didn't.
So we broke even.
Yeah.
I guess that's as good as we can expect.
So...
I didn't get anything out of it, though.
Just,
shocker.
just to be, you know, cohesive with the story, what did he say to you?
Well, he didn't talk much, so that's something. He thought I called him a monkey when I wasn't trying to. I was just trying to get a like cool little anecdote out there with talking to people.
Are you trying to get...
No.
Hurt?
No. Like, I just was trying to actually contribute to the group because all I do is heal you guys, and I haven't been doing much of that.
I changed my mind. Dude.
We're all alive.
No more talking for you.
The only thing I've done that's been helpful is give him cocaine.
Yeah, and I killed that big thing.
Hey, I killed... Dude.
Well, I held it in place so you could kill it.
Fine, I'll take that.
That's a hell of an assist.
But, so
what else did he say?
He told us where the cotton candy cart was.
Is that it?
Through the reptile cage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he said something about going back, like your friends. So, yeah.
He knows we're here.
Well, I mean, it's not like we're hiding in the bushes.
But there's a lot of people here, and he understands that we're looking at him.
Yeah, he knew about us before we knew what he looked like.
Can't he just be like, oh, that guy was with those groups of people, and now he's over here talking to me. Have fun with your friends. I'm going back to my business. Why's it got to be sinister?
Exactly. It's like,
because the guy is missing a very important finger that marks him as a sinister sumbitch.
Just because he's missing a few digits doesn't mean that he is...
And you didn't see the beady, creepy shark eyes?
Well, feel the temperature drop 8 degrees?
My Uncle Ferdinand has beady shark eyes, okay?
I'm terribly sorry for your uncle.
Ferdinand Azeroth?
I didn't even think of the last name.
Ferdinand Franz. Anyway.
Yeah, and he's like the most wholesome guy I know, so I kind of take offense to that, yeah.
All right. Oh, use the nickel. Go get some cotton candy.
Nickel.
Come back.
I think.
What's over there?
Use a penny. However much cotton candy costs. Go get some.
Okay.
That way he doesn't think we're just.
We need to get out of here.
Full shit.
No, right. Let's.
I mean, we are. But
let's just keep walking around. See what we can see. So, we get some cotton candy and we observe him a little more.
Right, so the zoo's not very big. It's not like a huge place, right? Sorry,
which is why we need to get the cotton candy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Azeroth heads over and grabs the cotton candy. You know, he brings back like 3 of them.
Nice.
And you guys wander around the park for another 30 minutes. And you see the guy maybe once, maybe twice, you know, just from a distance on the other side of a pin or one of the, you know, the enclosures going to the ground, right? You see them inside there where you can like see him across the way, right? Do you guys decide to approach him again, anyone? Or?
I will try to approach him.
It can't be either me or Azeroth. He's already seen us.
Yeah.
Hey,
Yuri.
Yes?
Do me a favor. Lock your arm with mine.
Do I have to?
You want to go up to him being very unsuspecting?
No, I don't want to go up to him at all.
I feel like it'd be way more unsuspecting if she went up to
Sydney. Do me a favor. Lock arms with me.
Okay.
Let's go.
Sacred omission.
Now he's eating popcorn. Mm-hmm. And you're looking down into... it's basically the hole. It goes down inside, and there's a big bear wandering around, climbing on things.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if his name is Teddy. Talking to Sydney.
But it's...
You know, close to him, making, like,
mm-hmm.
very general conversation.
Why would you think it would be Teddy?
Because he's a bear! Teddy bear!
That's true.
You get it, don't you,
guys? What year is this?
27.
Teddy bears would have been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Yeah, you addressed him?
1912.
Yeah. You get it, right, sir?
He puts some popcorn into his mouth, and just before he takes a bite, he's like, scusi, I did not listen.
Oh, I made a joke to my lovely little,
friend.
Yeah, friend. You know, saying that the bear's name was Teddy. Get it? Teddy Bear?
Is this his name? Teddy.
Yeah. You know, like they give the little kids like a little bear. It's called the Teddy Bear. Name's...
He has no idea.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, I'm trying to do that whole thing. It's like, you know, it's a little, you know, they give children the little bears and they call them Teddy Bears.
Yes. Okay.
You know, I'm just thinking it'd be funny if his name was Teddy.
Oh. Is a joke you make.
Yes, trying to, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. Takes a piece of popcorn and eats it. And he just keeps staring at you.
No, okay, yeah, no, I mean, no. I personally, I like the bears.
You can feel your skin crawling as you're making eye contact.
Oh, I know.
So are you here alone?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, so you don't have any interested female companions with you?
I'm going what to are you hitting on him?
This might be perfect.
No.
I'm going to put my eye out.
No.
No? Oh, well, I mean, you're just so handsome. My friend, I couldn't help but
Okay, Gertie.
I'm trying to make this work. My friend, we were just remarking about how startlingly lovely your eyes are, and we were just wondering if you were here alone. My friend over there, see, her name's Gertie.
Yes. My taste in women runs different. I like, so, how do you say, the blonde. Yes.
Okay. I can't go wrong with a blonde.
Yes.
Excuse you.
Aren't you blonde?
I don't remember.
Aren't you blonde? I could have sworn you were blonde.
I don't know where you're coming
from. I don't remember you.
Yeah, I don't have that on here.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm blonde, though.
All right, so let's.
American dream, American girl dream, blonde hair and blue eye.
Beautiful.
Interesting.
How long have you been here? Is your first time in the zoo?
No, I love the zoo.
Oh, really?
So does Gertie.
Yeah, I like the animals too. There's something peaceful about them.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you just look at them and you feel some hungry? Type of connection. Hmm? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hungry? I mean, to be fair, when I look at a cow.
I look at where we can shoot them.
Yes. I understand.
Okay, you always need to know where you can shoot a predator.
All right, time out real quick. I'm getting like Dracula vibes from this guy. He's just like, children of the night.
So, by the way, I'm aiming for an Italian Sicilian accent. Failing miserably.
No.
Dear listener.
Yes, no.
Okay, I think I started this campaign with that.
You did.
I thought I was talking to a Russian.
No, yeah. I keep hearing it in my own head.
Yes. You have to do it a little bit more pizza.
Yes.
It's hard to make an Italian sound threatening.
They definitely do have a lot of rhythm.
I don't know. I think the Italians have done it pretty damn well.
Yeah. They get loud. I've
seen The Godfather a few times. Yeah. Yeah. They scared the crap out of me there. Yeah.
But anyways, sorry. Okay, time back in. All right.
We were just talking about predators and shooting them.
Oh. You a hunter as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I like it to hunt. I don't use a gun.
Bow and arrow.
Yes.
Oh, that's impressive.
What prey are you hunting with bow and arrow?
Fawn.
Fawn. Very delicious.
The baby? The deer? Mm-hmm. The baby deer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, venison. Love me some venison.
Yeah. Now, mi scusi, I have to go.
Oh, yeah. Have a good time at the zoo.
Yes. And I hope your friend enjoyed his cotton candy.
Christ. Yeah, he, to be fair, between you and me, he's not kind of right in the head.
I am too.
Shut up.
I didn't actually say that. Just
between you and me, don't follow me again. And he leaves.
Damn it.
Bum, bum, bum.
Sorry, Gertie.
Sorry, Gertie.
She is also disappointed.
He did not want to be followed.
Fumbled it again.
Cannot chase him.
Damn it. All right.
So he leaves. Uh-huh. And you guys, I will say, have moved along from the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why did we need to talk to him?
To find out anything we could.
I felt like we didn't find out anything.
We found out that he's well aware of us.
Oh, yes.
That would not have
happened if we hadn't gone to the zoo. So why did we need to go to the zoo?
I think he was aware of us long before we got to the zoo.
Probably.
Interesting.
I think that's what we just discovered. Is that
we're not the most subtle either.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't send Azeroth the first thing.
You shouldn't have let me go if you didn't.
So, you guys, you spent the better part of the day there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Following the guy around and all that. Afternoon's coming on. You guys head back to the safe house to regroup and stock up. I mean, you guys grab weapons. This is going to be a nighttime escapade. So...
let me go make my night water real quick.
And as the Russians like to say, Molotov cocktail.
Gross. I think you need to get that checked out.
He's not.
I'm literally holding a Molotov cocktail in my
hand. I thought you were making your night water and calling it a Molotov cocktail. I was like, you might have a thing.
If it's burning that bad.
Yeah, like,
no. It's not.
If your cocktail's on Molotov, I think you need to go to the Azeroth.
No.
Azeroth.
I'm actually pretty proud of these since I made them with one hand.
Okay. That is impressive. I got bullets. I got my bloody hammer. I got my knuckle dusters.
I got my Springfield and my 45.
That's right. Cute.
Sorry,
you think
at least I've got two hands.
Yeah, this happened saving you.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Nighttime rolls around. For your information, the docks, they close officially, mm-hmm. right? Now, there's always something going on. There's ships coming in. They're unloading and stuff at night. But there's no general access through the office or anything mm-hmm. after a certain time.
We can hench our way in.
Okay, so you'll have to do something like
hench
that.
Hench our way in.
Good thing we got you, Henchy.
But you, yeah.
That's right.
Mm. What you got against henching?
I don't have anything. I was making sure I heard him right.
Wait a minute. What are the girls wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing? If you're trying to sneak in and climb over a fence or...
No, not that. But don't you think it's kind of weird that you have two random ladies walking around when everyone else is there?
She dresses in slacks most of the time.
Oh, yeah, true. So, yeah, what are you
unless
wearing,
it's
Gertie?
Required.
Yeah.
Knickerbockers and a cap. No, I don't know.
Overall.
Just a cap? Are you wearing a shirt?
I'm wearing a shirt.
For God's sake. Progressive.
These I'm flappers, not, I tell you.
Yeah, right?
These flappers.
I'm not free-boobing it. Come on.
Free-boobing it?
Yeah, no. I'll dress like a boy.
I mean, I think we should get
wearing
you
wearing loose slacks and shirt.
Slacks, yeah. Shirts, a fedora, and a decent-sized big coat. So.
In my recon, did I find any way to get in here?
I didn't know you reconned.
When I was, you know.
When we were checking it out earlier. Yeah. You said there was just a path in, right? Like a driveway?
Through the main drive, yeah. You'd have to go through the gates, and they're closed.
Mm.
But you guys got out there a little early for the purpose of doing a little bit of
prep.
Yeah, prep work. And there is a spot where the fence is torn. I mean, you know, vagrants and vagabonds, that kind of thing. They sleep down by the railroad tracks and come in and out through these openings. So.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Henchman's front door. Here we go. Go, go, go.
All right. And that brings you in right around Pier 22.
Okay.
But you're on the opposite side of the road and the railroad tracks from where the warehouses are.
So we'd have to pass 19 to get to 7? Or is that
yes.
Not? Okay. So should we check and see if that box is missing before we move on to Pier 7?
Yeah. Sure.
Because I think that's important to see how involved the Kincaids are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we should split up this time because every time that happens... Well, I take
something
a bullet.
Bad happens.
When has splitting up ever not worked out?
Literally every time.
Yeah.
Always. 100%.
Maybe to the pessimist.
If the narrator is telling us, he's giving us the exposition and never works out, you gotta pay attention there.
So I am.
Let's go to 19, peep for that box.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. So you guys go to 19. Of course, the door is locked.
Oh,
there is
no.
The main lifting doors, ones that are, you know, roll up door or whatever, right? But then there's also a side door, and then there's a door on. So there's a rolling door that opens on the dock side. There's a couple of rolling doors that open on the rail side,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a regular like person entrance and exit, and a almost like garage type door where vehicles can be backed in.
Okay.
So question: are there any lights on?
No.
Okay.
It's midnight right now. Like I said, some time went by. You guys scoped the place out, all of that, and it's all dark.
I'm assuming okay. The shipping lights are probably on, like, around us in the harbor so they can actually...
Yeah, like the sodium like yeah. lights, right?
Yeah, yeah like the yeah. shipping lights, but there's no, like
sodium
lantern
lights?
Only.
Whatever, yeah.
The salt lights?
No, whatever.
But there's no, like lantern hallway, none of that shit. Like, we have, like, greater lighting, but nothing in the micro sort of... in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a street light would be on.
Gotcha.
All right, let me, I guess, time for my lockpicking skills.
Your legendary lockpicking skills?
They work, hey, 60% of the time, they work 100% of the time.
Yeah.
That's math.
That's math. You know, lock. Sorry, or 31% of the time they work.
Roll it.
Good mathing.
No.
Okay.
No.
Anybody else want to try picking a lock?
I'll try picking a lock if we're just doing stuff.
Yes, randomly doing stuff.
Doing stuff with a
purpose. Hey, he's a doctor. He's got dexterity, right? He's got, like, steady hands, wow. I would assume.
He's got 1% for locksmith.
Oh. So do I.
That's what he's got.
If I do this...
Goddamn miracle.
69.
Just got to roll
nice. Nice.
But not good enough.
Anybody else want to try?
Can I try again?
Yes. You succeeded. Good
hey.
Job. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it takes you a few minutes, right?
This door is cursed.
The thing. Because you failed and, you know, eventually you would have succeeded, right?
Mm-hmm.
It takes you 30 minutes to get the lock
up. Ooh,
boom. Yeah, that's about right.
It is now 12:30.
Not that hard.
Huh?
It is not that hard to pick a lock.
Actually, it is.
It can be.
I've been learning.
Go for it. You guys enter the...
warehouse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. We don't have much time now. All we can do is see our circumstances. There's not too much we can do about shit right here, I think. We just need to know what we need to know, right?
All the boxes properly labeled?
The boxes have, you know, correspond to what you remember from the shipping ledger. There is a desk... off to the side.
Let's go rifle through the desk.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Is that just under spot hidden or?
Yeah, there's no search.
Yeah.
Roll your spot hidden.
Okay.
Everyone who's doing it.
Got it.
Hard or regular?
Regular.
Nothing.
Yes. Regular. What'd you get?
Oh, that is beautiful. I got it exactly. I got 13, which is exactly on my extreme.
Oh, very good. Shit. So, as you guys are rifling through the desk, you guys are all at the desk, or did you split up and look around at the cartons too?
Split up. Yeah, we should be splitting up.
Okay. So, as you guys are, I'll say you and Duke are rifling through the desk, and the three of you went out to the cartons and you're looking at them. You know, Duke, you open one of the drawers and quickly close it. But just before he closes it, you notice that some of the bottom of it's a little more tilted. So, it's a false bottom drawer.
Okay. I go, wait, hold on, and I open the drawer back up, and
you push the ledgers aside, and down there is a little thing you can lift up.
Watch, lift up, maybe a little rope, yeah.
And down there is a shipping list.
Uh-huh. Guys, I found something.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a couple of other documents.
I read those.
Different shipping labels.
Okay.
That are not on the shipping list.
Uh-oh. Well...
need to keep this.
Nice.
I'm going to safely tuck this away in my Duke trench coat.
All right.
It's like a utility belt. Coat form.
So, as you guys are walking around, several of the boxes, I mean, you guys see the boxes. It's nothing big. But what you notice on several of the boxes are insignificantly small Primarchs.
Oh. Primarchs?
Primarchs. It looks like somebody has opened the boxes and reclosed them.
Why would that be suspicious?
Because we have a hidden ledger, stuff they didn't want us to see.
Because it's only on a few boxes.
Mm. People have taken stuff.
And specific stuff.
Typically what will happen is if someone doesn't want something to be entered into a customs thing, whatever, they'll remove it from a box. Put it back in, and then when they get it where they're going, they'll take it out and move it to another box. There are three unlabeled boxes in the back of the warehouse.
How many labels were under the false bottom? Three?
There were three labels.
Three labels?
Yeah. Well.
What did they say?
What do they say?
Are we together?
No, I think you guys are still by the desk. So.
All right, so.
Yeah.
As for what do the labels say?
Yeah.
It says A. Kincaid, 123 False Street in Miami.
It's all three of them say Kincaid?
Mm-hmm.
Miami.
I think I should go.
To Miami?
To Miami. For summer vacation, yes.
You're going to Miami?
No. I think that's definitely something to remember, but for now, just over to them. Let them know.
Yeah, let them know that these labels that we found correspond to the...
Well, we don't know that.
Well, like that we found these things in the desk and they were under a false bottle, so they must be important.
Yeah, or I can just be like, hey guys, I found a few labels registered to Kincaid.
Oh.
A Kincaid at this address in Miami.
Like Florida?
The three of us found the Florida, boxes, yeah. Right? With no labels?
Yes.
Well, we found three boxes over here with no labels on them.
Well, looks like we found the labels.
Have any of us come across a pry bar of some sort or anything that we could use to open the boxes?
Yeah, I'm sure there's one lying around.
I got it.
Let's find it.
He just like lifts
the dope knuckles.
Here. So you guys go ahead and open one of the boxes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
What's in it?
Inside the box is several pieces of jewelry, mm-hmm. finely crafted. Some pottery. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless any of you know anything about pottery.
What would that be under?
Education?
History, maybe. Education, possibly.
I can try.
I'll give it a roll.
Maybe. I rolled an 11 on education. That's under my extreme.
I rolled a 13 under history. That's under my medium.
Oh, I rolled a 9.
I'm rolling good.
Apparently, I rolled a 90.
Rolled for a 46 under my regular for education.
So apparently we all pottery.
Yeah, apparently we all did a pottery class and like really took it seriously.
Well-rounded citizens.
I go up, I lick it, I'm like, yes, this is from the
Mrs. O'Hara.
You do recognize this as expensive, not historical, but I will say
antique.
Yeah. Pottery. The jewelry obviously belongs in a museum,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, these are actual pieces potentially worn by some princess or another during a dynasty in the Egyptian period, mm-hmm. okay?
Just gonna...
I think if we're gonna touch them, we should just wear gloves because your fingerprints are a thing, right?
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't know that they're fingerprinting by then.
Okay.
Yes, but it was manually done.
Yeah, I mean.
So, I mean,
we don't
steal it.
Well, I wouldn't recommend stealing it. Maybe we just turn it into the proper authorities.
Screw that. Let's take it.
Is there anything else in there?
Yeah, as you guys dig through, there's a couple of books. Very old looking.
Ooh. I like books. I'll steal those.
Books are good.
But that's about it. In each of the boxes, you presume that there's stuff like that.
Should we go ahead and open them all just in case?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. Well. You open them up and it's all the same.
All the same shit.
It's 12:40.
Okay, we have to move now.
Yeah.
I'm taking some of the valuables and just
going. We gotta go now. If we don't make it to 7, we're not gonna make it to see the ship on time at 1. So.
All right, let's go.
I'll put a couple of the books in my bag.
And we try to tidy up as much as we can around this bitch.
Yep.
The books have no significance to the story as books. Do you understand?
I just want books.
As literature, right? There's nothing information-wise. I just want to make sure that you know that.
Books.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So then you guys head down to Pier 7.
What time is it? Like, did we make it there?
It's like 12:55.
All right. So we got
time. You guys time close up like... and put things back in order and head down.
Okay.
Once you get down there, you see about 8 to 9 burly Russian men waiting as a boat slowly pulls onto the pier.
Ammo checking.
Mm-hmm. Hiding.
Yeah. I'm going to say you guys stopped right around warehouse 8.
Okay.
Right. You're a few hundred feet away. I mean, you can see them, of course, but the light is dim, obviously. It's just little overhead lights and then lanterns that are hung up. All right, so the dock or the boat pulls to the dock and they set down the ropes.
Okay.
I get my my sights for my Springfield.
Okay. I'm
just getting ready.
So as they start pulling things, they board the ship, start pulling things off. Right. Mm-hmm. One of the things they're carrying giant sheet-covered cube. Hmm. And it's one man at each corner carrying it on a handle.
Okay. How big?
The cube?
Yeah.
About six-foot cube.
That's mm-hmm. That looks important.
That looks people-sized.
So, and as you watch, something screeches and you hear it slamming on the bars and the whole thing shakes. The men nearly drop.
Oh, dear.
And you can hear a man shouting, "Be careful, you fools!"
Is it a voice we can recognize?
No.
Or just
but a man in a dark robe.
Oh, dear.
Looks to be about 6 feet tall. Deep shadows hide his face. Comes out of the warehouse. Do not drop him.
Him.
Is this something that I can roll to, like, sense any bad doo-doo?
It all smells like bad doo-doo.
Juju.
Oh.
We gotta get closer before they move that thing. Because if they're shipping stuff, they can probably send that thing off before we need to know what's in there.
They're walking it towards the warehouse.
Okay.
Oh, it's coming out of the boat?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is receiving. This is not...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then let's go to the warehouse.
Sneak into the warehouse. We sneak back.
Sneak.
And if there's someone in there, we have to help them.
Well, okay. We can try.
So you go running across the open ground.
I don't think that was a person.
What else would it be?
Well, it kind of shrieked. So I'm guessing it's some type of wild animal.
Just because it's
least
doesn't mean it's not human. I mean,
well, we can find that out when we pull the sheet off this damn cage. Or cube, by what we know.
I do sneaky.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so.
Roll for stealth.
Sure.
Roll for stealth. Never mind.
No.
Sneak attack!
No.
Okay. So then you three successfully stealth.
Sneak. Yeah.
And that's then you two clomp along behind them, making noise, shushing each other. So as you guys are crossing the distance, the three of you who are sneaky actually make it.
Nice.
You other two are maybe about 15 feet behind them, trying to move slower to compensate for your lack of sneaky. When a man comes around the corner, lights up a cigarette and sees you. Takes a drink. Not you guys. You guys made it into a covering shadow. And you two are standing out in the middle of what is essentially like a dirt field there. And lights a cigarette. Dr. Azeroth. We meet again. It's one of the men from the bar.
Friend!
It's a bear.
Buddy, hey. How you doing?
What are you doing here?
I am coming to see you, actually. Can I bluff my way out of this?
Can I? You gotta roll for it.
What would it be under?
So yeah. About it, Lion.
Fast persuasion? Talk. Oh, fast talk, yes.
Where's fast talk?
Top of the second one, yeah.
It's alphabetized.
You know, I know this. I'm just, oh my God, it's such a low percentage.
Yeah. Do you have the base 5?
Yep.
Well, roll them bones.
Please.
Oh, I got a 0-0.
Only asking this
just once.
No.
Damn.
73.
All right. So, yeah, you don't fast talk diddly snot.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Doctor.
Look.
I think you need to come with me.
No, wait. Please don't kill me.
just
please. Look, I'm asking you this, man. Like, he can see who else was not sneaky. Him?
Nah, I thought you were sneaky.
Oh, was I not sneaky? I thought you said that we were the two that weren't sneaky.
No, it's those two. Okay, I thought you said you passed.
Hey, you remember?
For sure, we're good.
For old time's sake, like, come on. Please, sir. Buddy, guy, I mean...
Like, I like you, doctor.
Yeah.
But I like living more.
Who says you won't live?
He grabs you both. And, well, actually, he doesn't. He grabs your arm and then he pulls a whistle out and blows his whistle.
That was like the opposite of what we needed.
And I stop and turn around and I'm like, what the fuck, Michael?
He doesn't, I didn't do anything.
You guys saw.
We're like inside, yeah. Right?
No, no. You guys are in the shadows.
Oh yeah, but we saw everything.
Yeah. You can hear about a dozen booted footsteps coming up. Dogs are barking. Noises are happening.
I push the other sneaky two further into the warehouse, like, go, 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 go.
And as they're coming out one door, you guys are sneaking in the other door?
Yeah.
Okay. And you two are going to be out there with about half a dozen people? Maybe nine.
Which way are they coming from?
They're pouring out of multiple exits. The dock side and the pedestrian door. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you guys snuck around to what was like a half open station door. Okay. Or a train side door. All right.
If we survive this, I'm punching you.
Oh, yeah, no. So I didn't do anything. You're the one who also got caught, so.
Yeah, but he was talking to. Never mind. I like Molotov cocktails in the world of the massive people.
Why would do that? Oh my god. I don't want to die with him.
So you're going to try to light a Molotov cocktail? Oh, you know what? On that note, actually, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and.
Leave our heroes here for now. Dire peril and a dangerous situation. Let's just hope for the best. I'm sure everything will be fine. Because nobody dies in these games.
Yeah, nobody.
Are you two done? I'm trying to do the outro here. Ruth? God.
So thank you guys for tuning in and bearing through this process with us, because I know Michael and Morgan can be completely insufferable. Good luck next time, everybody.
I'm going to need it.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.